It started on a backwater planet at the obscure fringes of a minor arm of the galaxy. One man with a vision and the strength of will to apply it without compromise. One man carrying all before him with the unstoppable force of his velvet smooth but adamantine certainty. Dissent and factionalism were smashed to flinders. Great nation states dissolved and unified under his banner. First one world, and then another until he led the combined force of 1,000 planets in a holy crusade of subjugation that cut an ever-widening path across the Milky Way. 1,000,000 species bowed before him. They chanted his name, Fref. Fref! Fref! They wrote it with fingers and tendrils and tentacles in the sandy beachheads of 10 billion conquered worlds. Fref! The universe was his!
Give me a break.
Hey, what'd you do that for?
Look, I just can't listen to your ego trip.
It's only a script.
Yeah, all right, a scripted ego trip.
Well, yeah, it's a private fantasy of mine. You know, total domination of every molecule in the universe, slavish adoration by all sentient beings, free parking in Midtown Manhattan. It's no big deal.
I don't know, you left out something very important.
Did not. In case you haven't noticed, buddy, we're each of us arm wrestling this universe all by ourselves. Only in my scripts, I win.
But in your script, you left out partnership.
Fair. Partnership? Every partnership I ever had ended up helping pay for some lawyer's Maserati. It's strictly me, myself, and I, from here to the other side of the galaxy.
I'm not talking about legal partnerships. I'm talking about the fact that nobody accomplishes anything if they're alone. The whole world is a network of partnerships.
Really?
Yes, really. Even renting a movie ties you in with everybody from the owner of the video store to the flick's second assistant director. You can't escape it.
All very nice, thank you. But I haven't time for philosophy. There are ancient alien cultures to grind beneath my heels.
Look, heel. Have you considered the fact that we are a partnership?
Nonsense. As scriptwriter, I am master of this universe, and you are just an engineer. Get back to your knobs and faders.
All right. But you asked for it.
Say what?
One man carrying all before him.
Whoa, that's not what I want.
Hey, Bozo, I control the MIDI data. And I control the signal processing. And I control the sound effects.
This? It's outrageous, you scurvy intergalactic terrorist! I will see to it personally you never work in this planetary system again! Say your prayers! I'll have your...
And I have my finger on your mute button. In fact, I control everything. You like pit bulls?
I give, you win! Partners, when you're right, you're right. To get anything done, you gotta work together. What did you say your name was?
Name's Eric.
Good name for a conqueror. Has a tradition. All right, tell you what I'll do. I'll spot you everything east of Aldebaran and both the Magellanic clusters, but I keep the free Midtown parking.
Deal.
It started in a recording studio on a backwater planet at the obscure fringes of a minor arm of the galaxy. Two men with a vision and the strength of will to apply it without compromise. Two men carrying all before them with the unstoppable force of their adamantine certainty. Dissent and factionalism were smashed to flinders. Great nation-states dissolved and unified under their banner. First one world, and then another, until they led the combined force of 1,000 planets in a holy crusade that cut an ever-widening path across the Milky Way!
I love a happy ending.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. Sweaty, sweet jazz air through Louis Armstrong's trumpet on when it's sleepy time down south. Pickle brine, roast beef air at Nate's Deli, Bell's Corner. Medicated breathing machine air in my grandmother's apartment. Steel mill smokestack air over Harris's trailer in Pittsburgh. Fireplace air of a Connecticut Christmas at Maddie's. Nauseating refinery air on the I-95 toward Philly Airport. Old car interior leather cigarette air. Roofer's tar air down La Brea after the first heavy rains. Steam radiator air in Aunt Rose's bedroom at Tarver Hall. That place burned down. Artificial chocolate, empty raisinettes, box movie horn air. Metal pipe sculpting clay air in Uncle Nate's den. Old dog air in Alan Oswald's house. Banana air from the dry cleaners. Sears hardware department air, it smells like fingernails. Spaghetti with clam sauce in Edith's kitchen, 4th of July. 9,000 Sunset Air Condition Entertainment World Air!
Malafi on air over Silver Lake.
Stupid folks. Burnt onion air from Mrs. Krause's kitchen window. I know it's 5 o'clock.
High-level radioactive air secreted at Three Mile Island. Snap, crackle, pop air over a bowl of Rice Krispies.
Crematory air.